The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay. This is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Dustin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Long live little Mogadishu.
Yeah. Sorry, Minnesota, you have, you've been conquered. Your new state flag shows up.
Oh, you guys became a little Somalia, huh? Good job.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yay.
Land of a thousand Durka Durkas.
It's gonna be that kind of show, kids.
Yep.
Just get ready. Just that's it. Speaking of, on this week's show, we'll talk about Liv Morgan, Twitch, yikes, Ukraine, and a whole lot more. Our top 10 draft this week: Christmas TV specials. And we will answer your listener questions as well.
That's right.
Oh, what a week, Vince.
One more.
What do you mean, one more?
One more, and it's Christmas time.
Oh, I thought like the world was going to blow up.
No, we couldn't get that lucky.
I thought you knew something that I needed to be privy of. All right.
Nah, fuck it. Just wait. Just stand in line. Just sitting there for the blast.
Yeah. I need a pair of like those old school like 90s Oakleys. For the blast, that's
sure.
How you go out. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
The future's so bright, you got to wear shades, right?
Yeah. And the radiation gets you. All right. Let's start with TV news. And shocking and sad news to start off here. Actor Andre Brower passed away this week. 2-time Emmy winning star of such series such as Homicide, Life on the Street, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, passed away at the age of 61. His first movie role came alongside Denzel and Matthew Broderick in Glory. It says here he died Monday after a brief illness. It came out later in the week that apparently was lung cancer.
Brief.
Yeah. That sounds like turbo cancer to me, but...
How many shots did he have?
That was my next question, yeah.
Sure. We're calling it turbo cancer.
Yeah, it sucks that is your first thought now. Anytime someone seemingly healthy, he had cancer and he was dead in a week. How the fuck was that? You know.
Yeah. Oh, the shot. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, that sucks. He was great in both shows. So
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He made Brooklyn Nine-Nine watchable.
Yes, him and Terry Crews.
Yeah.
The two black guys made it watchable.
Yeah. That's coming from us.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You don't usually get the brown vote a lot on this show.
But I would, I'd vote Terry Crews for president. So, I mean, you know. But he has to be Camacho from...
Yeah, if we're going to do it, we might as well go full nine.
Yeah. But, yeah, that one does suck. And that was a shock. That really out of left field, but... All right, let's move on here to the next story. Streaming app, which I have on the TV over here, Tubi, has struck a deal with Warner Brothers Discovery. They're going to stream DC movies, including the Robert Pattinson Batman, Suicide Squad, Black Adam, Wonder Woman, Aquaman. But they're also getting TV shows such as Batwoman, Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, which that was the Dean Cain one, correct?
Yes.
They're also getting Gotham. They're getting the Emancipation of Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey movie, Green Lantern, Wonder Woman 84. Those come in 2024. As of, on Tubi now, Batman, Batman Returns, Batman Forever. So the Burton movies, or Schumacher movies, after. Forever was Schumacher, right?
Forever was Schumacher. Okay. After Batman Returns, it was Schumacher.
Okay. Superman OG 2, as well as Batwoman, Gotham, and Krypton, and Lois and Clark. Lois and Clark is a New Year's Eve it hits. So they're getting a bunch of the animated stuff like Death in the Family, Death of Superman, Flashpoint Paradox, Son of Batman. They're getting Stargirl TV series, the Swamp Thing TV series, which is really good, and the Constantine movie, which I believe is the Keanu one.
Okay, wait. Hold on. The Swamp Thing TV series.
Yes.
They're bringing it back?
No, they're going to show it on Tubi.
You can watch it. It's like six episodes.
It was six or eight. I can't remember how many, but it was really good, and they shouldn't have canceled it. But
yeah, bring it back.
Got to keep Teen Titans going, or did. But
yeah, Tarfire. Everybody wants to see that. I know what I said.
Yeah, and you're not wrong. Outside of DC stuff, they're also got the streaming rights to Blade, the TV series, Judge Mathis and the People's Court. Movies such as Annabelle, Dr. Sleep, Friday, Friday After Next, and Next Friday. More stuff will roll out through next year, but this is a big deal for Tubi to get these from Warner Brothers, which you would think they would just throw onto Max, their own streaming service, but they reached an agreement. That's really big for Tubi.
Batman the Animated Series.
That's on Max. I don't think they're going to get rid of that one.
Of course not.
No. So
free.
Right. It's Tubi's ad supported.
It's ad supported. Yeah, but Max you got to pay for.
Yeah, Max you got to pay for.
Cinemax you got to pay for. Skinemax.
Yeah, I'm a Red Shoe Diaries.
Oh man, that episode with Gates McFadden in it.
Silk Stockings next after Monday Night Raw.
Fuck, dude. I fucking love Silk Stockings. I got that series around here somewhere.
That does not surprise me in the least.
Dude, that was a great show.
It was, yeah.
Shut your face.
It was an actual detective show. I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Marvel. Let's. From something good to. Well, Marvel. They held a preview event for some people for What If Season 2. And at the end of the event, they showed a trailer. Apparently we're getting a Black Panther animated series called Eyes of Wakanda that will be released next year on Disney Plus.
Wakanda! It's based in Minnesota.
Yeah, nobody gives a damn about this. You lost your star. You should have just ended it. So you can disagree, but you're wrong. So.
Everybody went to see that movie.
Oh, I know.
Hooey, hooey.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
If one person laughs, then I've made it.
That makes a whole difference. Yeah, but the one person that we did Songs of the Week for this month.
Hasn't picked up on it.
Hasn't picked up on it. I'm doing something different today. Fuck you.
Oh, speaking of that, I have to send you something at break.
Okay.
I think I may have Song of the Week if you can get it.
Okay.
Okay, a lot of people are complaining about Doctor Who.
It wasn't Richard Iotti.
It was a different black guy that apparently generated out of David Tennant's crotch. And there was two doctors. Literally, there was a trash fire in the dumpster, and then they set the entire dumpster on fire. But in giving a voice to the very real frustrations of the fans, Christopher Eccleston, you know, the original doctor from the reboot, was at a comic convention sci-fi panel. And, you know, they asked the crowd, would you like to see Christopher come back to the doctor? And, of course, I go, yeah, he was great. He was the war doctor. Well, him and John Hurt. So they asked him, what would it take for you to come back to play the doctor?
Here it comes.
Fire. Showrunner Russell T. Davies, fire executive producer Jane Tranter, producer Phil Coulson, producer Julie Gardner, and I'll come back. He revealed his major sticking point with Davies is the direction of the show, just how it's went to shit. But with the other ones, it was how when him and Billy Piper were the stars of the reboot, those producers ignored the show, basically. And then when it got popular, like, oh, yeah, we produced that, they bandwagon jumped. But when it was going on, they didn't want their name attached to it in any way. So they wanted to take credit for him and Billy Piper's work. So he's like, yeah, fire all of them and I might come back. So
yeah. You got the wrong black guy.
Yeah.
I would have had
Rick. If we were going to go that way.
Yeah. I would have had. It wouldn't have come out of his crotch.
No.
It would have been Richard Iotti.
Now, see, we have it down to three or four that it could be.
Oh, yeah.
Him. Old Greg.
No fielding in a minute.
Craig Ferguson.
Yeah. Matt Berry.
Those are.
That's it.
Yes. But no.
No.
They went with a black guy whose name I, not a joke, can't pronounce.
No one's ever heard of.
And, oh, he's black and gay, and we're going to make the character bisexual? Oh, yeah. Great. You had Doctor Who on a fucking high after Matt Smith, and Capaldi was okay, and, oh, let's go woman. Crunch. Oh, let's do go. That worked out well. Let's go black guy. Go poof.
But you could have believed that with every new doctor, it was the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just in a different skin.
Yep. Now you can't.
Now you can't. And yep. With the woman, when you put what's her name in it, she made it her own.
And I've seen her act in other things, and she's a good actress.
But the thing
not
is,
in this.
She made Doctor Who, somebody completely different.
Changed the entire character.
Yes. She changed the entire mannerisms, talking, the way it's completely different. It was a completely different person.
And you know it was bad because when they had the episode where Tennant changes into the black guy, the female characters look at Tennant and go, "You were better as a woman." And I'm like, "Oh, that's Russell T. Davies show running bullshit."
Come on.
You were better as a woman. No, fuck you. Nobody's ever watching your show again.
And that's it.
Congratulations. You killed an 80-year-old franchise.
Yeah, that's it. You took a show that people liked, and you shoehorned your fucking politics into it.
Generations of people watched the show.
Yeah.
And you killed it. So, congratulations.
Good job. You're the same people that like fucking sending queers in there to read for kids and have their dicks hanging out. Good job.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, moving on from the Doctor Who rant, we now have the cause of death of Matthew Perry.
Oh!
According to the coroner in L.A. County, acute effects of ketamine. He was on that Special K, and I don't mean Cyril. So, well, he took the Special K and then went, oh, blah, 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 blah.
He thought he was Bruce Willis.
That was, what, a whole nine yards?
I mean, he couldn't remember anything, he thought he was Bruce Willis.
Yeah, well, yeah. There's a dementia joke in there.
Wow. The jokes write themselves, don't they?
Sometimes. As we'll see later. We now have a final decision in who will be hosting Jeopardy. It's Ken Jennings. Maya Bialik will not be returning. She shared on Instagram, "Sony has informed me I will no longer be hosting the syndicated version of Jeopardy. I'm incredibly honored to have been nominated for a Primetime Emmy for hosting this year, and I'm deeply grateful for the opportunity to have been a part of the Jeopardy family. For all those who supported me throughout this journey, thank you. Thank you to the staff and crew of America's Favorite Quiz Show." So I guess this will give her more time to do TikToks where she lists things that you might be anti-Semitic if.
Oh, she has been doing that
lately. I'm like, oh my God.
Might be.
Have you seen this show? Have you heard this show?
Oh, I saw that. It's like, she said, "You might be if." I'm like, might be.
Apparently, you can be subconsciously anti-Semitic.
Fuck, I'm consciously anti-Semitic.
I was going to say, I just pointed at Vince and went, he's just missing the little mustache really good.
Might be. Jesus, all these fucking people saying, all men think about is the fucking Roman Empire. Motherfucker, I'm thinking about the Fourth Reich, man.
Meanwhile, 1940s fucking German news footage is going through Vince's head.
Yeah, Roman Empire.
How come they never subtitle his speeches?
Because they're really good.
I've always wondered that. You never see his speeches subtitled.
They're really good.
Yeah, I think there's a reason that you don't. But Moving on. Hey, The View might get sued, as well as ABC News, which, yay. But the person doing it is weird. Meghan McCain has threatened legal action against The View, ABC News, and their hosts following remarks on their Thursday show that she took issue with as they compared her to Hunter Biden by a former colleague and, I guess, this lady's on the show, Anna Navarro. McCain denied she had ever influence peddled, saying not all politicians' children are the same.
Wait, what?
Basically, they tried to say that all politicians' kids influence peddle. They're trying to cover for Hunter. And Megan and the Anna chick said, yeah, somebody used to do that was on this show, meaning Meghan McCain. So she's like, I may take legal action because that's slander. So, and since The View is owned by ABC News, that's a news program making a false statement, knowingly.
I don't understand that.
You know what? Hunter's dad has dementia, and Megan's dad killed people.
Yeah.
Yeah, old Wet Start McCain.
Yeah.
Look that up, kids.
What do you mean if I push this button, it'll burn people on the flight deck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. He's getting wet started right now, I'm pretty sure, by a pitchfork and a guy with horns. So, all right. That's basically it for TV news this week. Let's go to movie news. I put this in for Chris. The Passion of the Christ, Resurrection Part 1, will start shooting in a couple weeks in Rome. So there you go. Mel Gibson's follow-up. Shooting starts here in a couple weeks after the holidays. So.
Is Jim Caviezel coming back to do it?
Yep. This is the Jesus Goes to Hell part of the story. So
he does?
Yep. Because remember, he was away for like 3 days.
I didn't know he went to hell.
Yeah.
I'm not a very good Christian.
He went to hell, said, hey, I run this shit. I run all the shit. Because I am him, and, you know, I'll be back to finish you guys off when the book ends. So,
Oh. Yeah.
That's the really layman's way of saying it. So, I'm sure Mel will put it in better terms. But the Library of Congress this week announced that 25 movies will be joining the National Film Registry for 2023. Vince, would you like to know which ones? These are films... they must be more than 10 years old and are selected each year for their cultural, historic, or aesthetic significance to preserve the film heritage of the United States. These go all the way back. Some of these are like 1920s. I ain't going to do those. Here's some ones you may have heard of. Helen Keller and her story. Lady and the Tramp. Fame.
I'm going to live forever.
Uh-huh. Desperately Seeking Susan.
What? Really?
You know, back when Madonna looked like a human and not whatever she looks like now. Home Alone. The Nightmare Before Christmas. Apollo 13. Love and Basketball, because you got to get a Spike Lee movie in there somewhere. 12 Years.
It's a Spike Lee joint, goddammit.
12 Years a Slave. The 20 Feet from Stardom documentary. And of course, the highlight of all these, Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Because what sums up America right now than America fighting rogue AI?
That's a really good movie, though.
I would say Cameron's best.
The Abyss is really good, though.
Yeah, Abyss is really good. So, hey, if you know, there's rumors that The Rock does roids.
Are you fucking serious?
I know. Everybody's shocked at this. I'm sorry to break the news. Apparently, he's not going to get drug tested for his next film because him and Benny Safdie, I guess, is directing it, is going to be a movie version of the absolutely phenomenal documentary, The Smashing Machine, which is based on the story of Mark Kerr, the MMA fighter, Rock will be playing Mark Kerr. Let's see, Smashing Machine drama based on the story of Mark Kerr, legendary MMA fighter from the no-holds-barred era of the UFC. He struggles with addiction, winning love, friendship in the year 2000. Kerr was a former collegiate wrestler, MMA champ, a two-time UFC heavyweight champ. He won Vale Tudo, which is the world no-holds-barred fight. Had over two dozen MMA titles. 2003, he was the subject of the HBO documentary, also titled The Smashing Machine. Listen, you don't have to be a fight fan. That is one of the best documentaries that's ever been made. Just hands down. Yeah. So, but yeah, Rock's going to do that movie. So Mark Kerr was a very juicy, let's say. So this is right up Rock's alley. So
the juice is loose.
Oh yeah, it is. So, but yeah, if you skip this movie, go watch the documentary. It is a million times better than this will be. So lastly, for movie news this week, let's talk about this Netflix movie, Leave the World Behind. Shall we? Which a lot of people sent to me because, hey, this is kind of up your guys' alley. It's about a cyber apocalypse and what could happen, survival type story. And I was like, I watched the trailer. I'm like, well, it's got Julia Roberts and some people in it that, you know, you recognize. And, well, who produces this movie? And you look into it and go, oh, this is the Obama-produced movie. Which I guess would explain why, in part of the movie, a black female character warns about white people and not to trust them if the world falls apart.
Oh, is this the... Yeah.
Apparently, not only did Obama, both Obamas, Barry and Big Mike, help executive produce the movie as part of Higher Ground, which is their production company, but Barry there personally helped shape the script by giving the screenwriter notes. Propaganda.
You're right.
Can't trust them whiteys.
You're right. You shouldn't.
I mean, we don't season our food.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Come on. You're right. You shouldn't.
Nope, you stay over there. Don't trust us. We'll be over here, you know, making civilization while you're still in mud huts.
Yeah, don't trust us.
I said that out loud. Didn't
I know. I at this point, I'm getting to the point. If this be treason, make the best of it.
Yep.
I
if you're gonna go out, at least do something that they'll write about in history books in 100 years.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, if they're talking shit about us, you might as well just own it.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you can't trust us.
I have one thing here, Vince, and it's just a line that I was writing when I was writing the show last night. It was Civil War movie. And this is not about the Obama movie. This is something completely different.
No,
Vince, would you explain this?
They're going to make a Civil War movie. It's called Civil War.
Now, this is from the guy that made Ex Machina and a bunch of stuff, too.
Kirsten Dunst is in it.
A24 movie.
Yeah, and apparently her husband is in it, too.
Now, she plays a reporter?
A reporter, yes. And I guess the next Civil War happens here in America.
And the most unbelievable part of this movie...
is that Texas and California join forces.
Yeah, that...
What?
You got brown people. I got brown people. Let's be friends.
The Western, they called them the Western Army. Is that what they called them?
Something like that.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
If you've seen the meme going around that's what type of American are you? It's from the trailer of this movie.
Yeah.
This is predictive programming.
Yeah, and that's where all the lefties are coming out and saying, there's a MAGA conspiracy about the movie. It's not really a conspiracy, is it?
No. Yeah. We've been telling you for how long we've been doing this show that the shit's coming? And now here's the movie like, oh no, this shit will happen early 2024 right before the election.
Yeah, and all the white people.
Yeah.
All the white men are the bad guys. Okay.
Yeah. Got it. Cool.
I'm not asking you what kind of American you think you are.
I let bullets answer.
Yeah.
That's the point I'm at.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. You come near me, you're not going home.
Yeah.
You will make my garden grow. Okay. That's where you'll feed the pigs. Either way.
Either way. I don't know.
Happy pigs make bacon.
Don't take notes when watching this movie, all right? Because
that ain't no shit. That will get you killed.
Yeah, because they're completely wrong.
The movie said to do this when shit goes sideways, and I'm dead from sepsis.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. All right, let's go to comic book news this week. There's only really one thing, and this has to do more with action figures. Hasbro is teaming up with McFarlane Toys. McFarlane has this thing called Page Punchers. It's basically action figures, and you get a comic book with them that, like, the cover of the comic book is what the action figure is molded after. Hasbro is teaming up. McFarlane has done this for DC and Spawn, because obviously Todd McFarlane. But with Hasbro signing on to this, apparently we're getting Pacific Rim, G.I. Joe, Transformers. Now, other licenses confirmed for the deal include Dungeons and Dragons and Power Rangers. It's unknown this time, but it would allow the Dungeons and Dragons figures to scale with NECA's LJN tribute line, which, if you've seen them in the stores, is the D&D figures of the original cartoon.
Oh, where they go to hell?
Yeah, where they go to hell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But apparently the figures will line up. I don't know what comics they're basing the sculpts on or anything, but it should be a $10 to $13 price point.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad for a 7-inch figure nowadays.
I remember the movie Maniacs?
Yes.
The Todd McFarlane toys?
Yep.
They're like $14 a pop.
Yeah, now you go try to find them at resale stores, they're about $80.
Yeah, I took all of mine out of the fucking boxes and shit.
Like the original, like, Spawn Wave, like him, Cygore, Violator, Redeemer.
Oh, yeah.
Those are going like $150 a pop still in package.
I worked at fucking Toys R Us when those were out. I should have bought all of those.
Yeah, it's crazy. McFarlane makes 80% good toys. I'll say that much. Some of them are a little iffy on the sculpts. I mean, if you like Batman, there's about 80 different Batmans out there, but there is a Bizarro Batsaro 2-pack coming out this year that I'm going to have to get, but that's beside the point. All right, your recommendations for comics that came out this week. Batman Santa Claus Silent Night Issue 2. Batman City of Madness Issue 2. Space Usagi Yojimbo Death and Honor number 1. Kevin Smith has put out Quick Stops 2 number 1. This is little stories based in his Viewers Universe world.
Go back to Jersey.
The first issue of the second volume is out. Batman Gargoyle of Gotham issue 2. DC's Twas the Might Before Christmas. This is their holiday one shot. The second issue of the comic book adaptation of the movie Fire and Ice, the old sword and sorcery movie, that is out. And book of the week, Transformers issue 3, which this series is good. I will say it's good. So, all right, let's go to wrestling news real quick here. TNA, the former formerly TNA, then Impact, now back to TNA, has struck a deal with WWE's parent company, Endeavor. This has to do with their streaming service. TNA Plus, the new streaming service, struck a deal with Endeavor Streaming to provide... Endeavor's going to provide the infrastructure for TNA's streaming service, as they update it for the rebrand and everything in a couple weeks. So, there you go for that. Dolph Ziggler, his first match since being fired by WWE, has been announced. January 20th in Puerto Rico. He will be facing Ray Gonzalez.
Take a knife.
Boy, you ain't a kidding. That's some Bruiser Brody shit right there. Charlotte Flair. Looks like she is out 9 months due to an injury she got on SmackDown. She was on the top rope. I think she was fighting Io or Kyrie. I can't remember which one. They knocked her legs out. Normal spot. She fell awkwardly. I saw the video. I thought it was a head injury because she landed square on her head. But apparently her knee got tangled up in the top rope. And they're not saying exactly what's wrong, but I think she tore everything in her knee. So,
oh, poor Ric Flair Jr.
They're saying at least 9 months, which means she will miss Rumble, WrestleMania. She might be back by SummerSlam next year. So, there's that. Apparently, it has come out this week that both Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch's contracts with WWE are set to expire in June of next year. Which everybody's like, well, will Tony Khan back up the bank vault of hot dog money to sign Seth and Becky? Which would be a massive steal. So, I don't know. We'll see. Apparently, come June. TNA has re-signed Kushida. Apparently, he will be exclusive in the U.S. to TNA, but will still wrestle part-time for New Japan. Liv Morgan, WWE wrestler Liv Morgan, was arrested in Florida this week after a traffic stop. She was arrested for possession of pot, not more than 20 grams, possession of drug equipment, and possession of drugs, possibly synthetic cannabinoid.
Couldn't even get real weed.
She had real weed and the fake stuff. Her yellow Jeep, she swerved or something, and the cops got her. Odor of marijuana was detected. They found a small plastic bag containing pot and a vape pen that held an oil-like substance. Substance was tested, proven to be pot. She bonded out $3,000 and was released that night. I believe WWE has already suspended her for 30 days due to the incident. So, there you go. Last thing for wrestling news, AEW star Kenny Omega is out indefinitely. He has diverticulitis, which is an intestinal issue. Let's not go into details. It's an intestinal issue. This is the same thing that basically made Lesnar have to quit. He has it too. It made him have to quit UFC, and it took, I think, a foot of Brock's intestine. It's a horribly painful fucking thing. That's coming from someone who also has it, which is me. So he's out indefinitely. So get better, Kenny. You love him or hate him, however he wrestles, this is a fucking horrible disease. So
yeah, no good.
Yep. All right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, we got anything for video games?
Baldur's Gate 3 is never coming to Game Pass. Ever.
Of course not.
There's a fair price to be paid for a big game like this. Here are the 47 games that'll be totally lost when the Xbox 360 store shuts down. All right. Age of Swing. I'm not going to go through all of them. Let's see. What was that? The Warner Brothers. Gotham City Impostors. Kinetic Fun Labs.
I may have played that.
Spyglass Board Games. South Park Let's Go Tower Defense Play. Totem Ball. These all sound like shit.
They sound like 360 games.
They sound like 360 games. You're never going to play them again. I'm sorry. E3 is officially dead after 28 years of good times. Good times.
Well they say good times.
Good times?
The San Diego whores are mad.
Yeah. Let's see. E3 released a tweet on December 12th. It says, after more than two decades of E3, each one bigger than the last, the time has come to say goodbye. Thanks for the memories.
Hmm. once the big companies started doing their own thing, it was over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, E3 back in the 90s was great.
E3 back in the G4 days was great.
Yeah, that's all. It was awesome in the 90s. Oh, my God. Yeah, the 90s. Hey! Yeah, it's dead now. Speaking of dead, Twitch.
Oh, here we go.
Twitch updates sexual content guidelines amid topless meta backlash.
Did you see the video of this?
I didn't see anything because I rolled my eyes and I didn't care. Over the weekend of December 8th, a new meta gained popularity on Twitch after a streamer, cosplayer, and OnlyFans model, Morg Pie, went viral on social media. Morg Pie's stream showed the broadcaster seemingly topless, sparking outrage across the net as to what kinds of content was allowed on Twitch. Three days later, she was banned, but now Twitch has officially switched up its guidelines in relation to sexual content on its platform, making big changes for streamers.
Artistic nudity is what they're calling it.
But I thought they got rid of that.
They had, but apparently she brings in such big ad revenue that they're like, oh, we can't lose that. Let's go to OnlyFans Lite.
Yeah, that's it. Twitch has been OnlyFans Lite forever.
Now they just admit it.
There's too much money. They're not getting rid of Amaranth or them other fucking bitches on there.
Right.
They're not. So they're not.
They're calling it artistic nudity.
We're going to fucking give you a slap on the wrist. You'll be back on in 3 days because the revenue you bring in for us is way too goddamn much.
Right.
Our shekels.
Money talk. Yeah, it's exactly shekels.
Look
who owns it. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not... Get off of fucking Twitch. Don't use Twitch.
Go to Kick.
Go to the myriad of other fucking... Go to YouTube. I hate to say that, but for gaming, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
If you actually want to watch games, do YouTube.
Yep.
If you want to watch porn, fucking go to Pornhub.
Which is owned by Shekels.
Yep. Oy vey. Which is owned by a rabbi.
Yeah, a literal rabbi.
It's funny how that works. Anti-Semitism, huh? I don't know. The other thing about Baldur's Gate, it won a lot of awards last week.
Yeah.
And fucking Spider-Man 2 fans are pissed off.
Oh, yeah. They're
mad.
They're in their footy pajamas just angry.
They're like, oh, the PlayStation boys are mad. I'm like, look, I have a PlayStation. I ain't mad. I also have a PC. I can play other shit, you know. I've got other consoles. But they're very upset about Baldur's Gate being a superior game than fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's just that's all I have. Honestly. I don't know what else to say about it.
My favorite thing is they came out and said, well, this is racist. You don't want a game of the year to feature a black lead character.
With a game with multiple races.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, your racism has no power. Yeah, go away.
Yeah, as a fucking Illithid is just standing behind you, yeah. So yeah, that's all I got, bud.
The only thing I have, this isn't really, I guess it's kind of news. Streamer Dr. Lupo is currently, day two will begin here in a couple hours as we are recording, doing, he's streaming for 12 hours a day for 3 days to raise money for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Yesterday was the first day, and there's $1 million goal, and last I saw last night, they were already at 440,000 after the first day. So really cool. He's actually there at St. Jude. Him and a bunch of other streamers are all donating their time and everything to raise money. So good on Dr. Lupo and, a very worthy charity there. So I just wanted to pop that in there. So
yeah, it's very cool.
All right, let's move to music news this week. This video that goes with this next story is absolutely frightening. A dancer for the Hong Kong boy band Mirror has been left paralyzed from the neck down after an LCD screen fell on him at a performance.
Ugh.
Mo Lee Kan Yin is only 27, and the video looks like a movie, like a CGI thing in a movie. I believe the LCD thing is 20 or 30 feet long, and it literally just falls straight onto his chest and neck on stage. It's one of the most horribly frightening, he should not be alive situations. But yeah, I watch at your own risk is kind of my advice there with that. Vince, I got a question for you. How much pull does Taylor Swift have with the NFL?
Probably a lot. I don't know why, but I mean, it's just, you know, millions of people are watching her who never would have watched fucking football before.
Well, I'm going to say a lot, because after criticizing the distraction Taylor Swift was having on the NFL and promising to stop covering her, legendary broadcaster Al Michaels, the voice of American sports, is out of NBC's NFL playoff coverage. According to Swifties, Taylor is the key to the NFL's future, and Al is nothing more than a dinosaur. So they literally got rid of the voice of American sports because he's like, let's focus on the game we're here to cover, not who's in the stands. Or Skybox, because she's not down there with you plebeians. But
yeah. Serious?
Yeah, absolutely. Just insanity. So Taylor Swift runs the NFL. Just heads up. So if Kansas City magically starts getting more favorable calls, you'll know why.
Dude, they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yep. Yep. I mean, they're already a good team before Travis Kelce started.
No, I mean, they're going to win the Super Bowl. He's pushing fucking Pfizer. His fucking girlfriend is calling the shots for the NFL.
Who's going to start doing the get out the vote for Biden thing here in about another month. Right around Super Bowl time.
Yeah.
Make sure you, all my fans, make sure you vote for Biden.
Yeah, they're
it's a plan.
Yeah, they're going to win.
No, they're going to. We'll see when that comes. Bye, ammo. Last thing for music news this week, Colin Burgess, the original drummer for AC/DC, passed away this week at the age of 77, according to the band's Facebook page. They posted, very sad to hear the passing of Colin Burgess. He was our first drummer and a very respected musician. Happy memories, rock and peace, Colin. Cause of death was not disclosed, but made it to 77. After being an AC/DC, that in itself is a miracle.
Yeah.
Especially the original AC/DC. So, yeah. Sad news there, but... All right, with that said, it's time for Song of the Week. We're going to plug our friends. And when we come back, Vince and I are going to draft Christmas TV specials.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
For the time being.
For the time being. It's been a technologically adventurous day. As you can tell by that exasperated sigh.
Yeah. Yay. Crashing. Just keep making kernels that are shit. Just keep going. Just do it. Go ahead.
All right, Vince. It is time for us to draft our top 10 Christmas TV specials.
Damn right.
Thank you to Handsome Dan for the suggestion of this list. All right, Vince. Last week's was the movie draft.
Yes.
And by one vote, you have won.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I wish I was.
Wow.
I even had Die Hard, you people didn't vote for me.
That's fucked
you,
up.
You people. you lovely people.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I thought for sure you won that.
So do you want first pick,
yes,
or do you want to defer?
No, I want first pick.
All right. With your first pick, you are taking
A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Ew.
I had to have it. Love that. If I don't watch anything all fucking Christmas, it's got to be that. It's got to be that movie. It's got to be that TV show. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. That gets me. His speech, it gets me every fucking year, man.
Yep. Yeah. I had that in my top three. Give me Rudolph.
Yep. No,
that's a great number one pick.
Sure.
All right. Number two.
Frosty the Snowman.
God bless Africans. Well, there's two out of my, there's my top three gone.
Sure.
Well, crap. Mm-hmm. All right. That's gone. How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
I'll give it to you.
I'll tell you what, when you're looking these up, it does a lot of the lists go to like, here's the Christmas episode from this TV series. That's not what we're going for. We're going for...
Oh, we're not? Ooh, I was going to do an episode of a show.
No, these are specials.
Fuck. Can't do that one.
There goes half your list.
Yeah, that might be... Well, I don't know about that.
All right, third pick then.
Give me an American Christmas Carol.
Mm.
Henry Winkler was in it.
Yep.
Made for TV special.
Yep.
Fucker.
That's what we're looking for.
Nope.
All right, if you want weird guest stars, I'm going to take my third one here.
Go for it.
Christmas at Peavy's Playhouse.
Ah, God damn it.
It had Little Richard.
Man, Maureen is going to be pissed.
Oop, I can't spell. I forget. There's a lot of people on the Pee-wee one.
Oh, there's a ton of people on the Pee-wee one.
Yeah.
Fucking Little Richard.
Yeah, I mean, come on. All right, with your fourth pick.
A Christmas Carol, George C. Scott.
Yep. That's a good pick. All right. Give me Muppet Family Christmas.
Oh, God damn it. That's some shit right there.
All right. Fifth pick.
Give me a Garfield Christmas.
Die, bastard. Yeah. I was looking at that for my next one. Give me a Chipmunk Christmas.
Look at you.
My list is getting very thin.
Sure.
Sixth round.
It's a SpongeBob Christmas.
Ooh.
Don't be a jerk. It's Christmas.
Give me Shrek the Halls.
Ooh.
Did you see that video I sent of the guy asking W about Shrek?
No.
Oh my god.
No.
Sir, another ogre is at the towers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, with the seventh pick, or your seventh round pick, my bad.
I would like The Night They Saved Christmas.
Okay. I vaguely remember that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a Very Murray Christmas, Bill Murray one.
I saw that and I was like, ah.
All right. Eighth round.
I would like The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus. That is a trip, my friend. A trip.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's gone. Crap. Olive, the Other Reindeer.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Type.
No, longhand. Oh. I type it up after.
Look at you.
Yep. I write like you can imagine Michael J. Fox as a doctor.
Oh.
Yeah. That's awesome. All right, ninth round pick.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I'll just keep the Rankin and Bass just flowing.
Good pick. Give me the... Has that been taken yet? No, The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh. Just Rankin and Bass night at the Inconclusive Breakdown headquarters.
Last pick.
The inspiration for Toy Story, a little Jim Henson production called The Christmas Toy.
Yep.
Look that one up.
Good pick. Give me Nutcracker.
Ooh.
All right. All the draft picks are in, and here are our lists. Vince comes in with a Charlie Brown Christmas, Frosty, An American Christmas Carol, A Christmas Carol, Garfield Christmas, SpongeBob Christmas, The Night They Saved Christmas, Life of Santa Claus, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and The Christmas Toy. My list is Rudolph, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Christmas at Pee-wee's, Muppet Family Christmas, A Chipmunk Christmas, Shrek the Halls, A Very Merry Christmas, All of the Other Reindeer, The Little Drummer Boy, and The Nutcracker. Good luck, Vince.
Indeed. You too.
We'll see who wins as I post the poll in our Facebook group after I post the show this week.
No one had the Star Wars Holiday Special.
I thought about putting that, but I really considered having that on the list there. But it's my bad for listener picks. We put the list up late this week. Nobody had any. That's on me. So sorry about that. So Vince, that takes us into listener questions. It's been a weird week. It's just once the new year starts and we'll get back to normal. So Vince, you ready for our one listener question this week?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I am. Hell yeah, let's go.
It came in from Twitter. Did you guys see the video of a Ukrainian deputy detonating grenades during a council meeting? But this video's insane.
No one died.
That surprised the hell out of me.
Yeah,
I was going to say 26 injured, but yeah, no fatalities?
No fatalities. But this is a metaphor for everything going on with the Ukraine war right now, isn't it?
And he threw at least three, I saw. Two or three.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, saw it and
it's horrifying.
It really is. What do you mean they cut off funding? Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, type thing. All right. With that, Vince, let's go to Did You See the Stories from Clown World this week? The video, well, YouTube alternative, Rumble. And locals apparently was hit by a cyber attack this week.
No shit.
Yeah, a significant unparalleled attack, according to David Freiheit, who is the guy that runs them. Apparently a massive unprecedented attack, one that is likely politically motivated, according to him. Rumble CEO Chris Plavosky confirmed the cyber attack in a tweet, saying, "I can confirm this has been an unprecedented and has been happening since the weekend," meaning last weekend, last Sunday. "I suspect it is political coming from activists and or organizations who want to censor our creators and related to the January 6th videos being posted on Rumble."
We got to keep it quiet, boys.
That's exactly what it is. So. All right. Next thing here. Apparently, the federal government. They're going after Elon.
Well, duh. First Amendment. No, we don't get that here, fella.
Yeah, the FCC. Apparently, there was a bidding for a contract, and this contract was to expand internet in rural areas, right? And Musk's Starlink company won the contract. $885 million contract from the government to expand internet accessibility in 35 states, rural areas. Okay? Well, the FCC has now canceled that. According to some commissioners, Brandon Carr, an FCC commissioner, has voiced a strong dissent, suggesting the decision is politically motivated and not based on factual or policy grounds. According to the FCC, the Bureau concluded that Starlink has not shown that it is reasonably capable of fulfilling the requirements to deploy a network that would cover almost 650,000 locations in 35 states. Meanwhile, they piss and moan that Starlink can't cover an entire country when he turns it off that covers an entire country called Ukraine. But 35 states over here, well, you can't do that, but you can go turn it on for Ukraine. Not politically motivated at all, I'm sure. So, yeah.
Funny how that works, isn't
it? And all of this right after he bought Twitter. So.
No. Come on, man.
Yeah. Nothing fucky there. Don't worry, we'll get to the fucky part later.
Yeah, there's nothing fucky going on.
Senate?
What the fuck?
Sitting on it. We'll get to that. But first this. All I can say about this is, if you're whoever you voted for, if your person in Congress voted for this, get rid of them. Not like voting matters anymore, but they fucking passed the NDAA.
Oh, for 4 months?
Oh, no. It for all of 2024.
Oh, I thought it was just a four-month extension.
No, the four-month, we'll get to that. The bill passed 87-13, the $900 billion funding bill. Six Democrats, six Republicans, and one independent voted against it. It's already passed the House. This was in the Senate. It went to the House and passed easily. The 4 months thing you're talking about is the amendment that was in it to extend Section 702 of the FISA thing, which lets the FBI spy on Americans. That was supposed to end December 31st. This pushes it to April 19th. A bipartisan group of senators tried to take out the Section 702 extension from the bill, but their efforts failed. Only 41 senators were needed to remove the provision, and only 35 voted to remove it.
What kind of American are you?
Right. I'm the kind that don't want you spying on me. And I'm also the kind that wants left alone. Yeah, so they passed the war machine, and the spy machine just got $900 billion. Yay.
Yay.
I'm tired of saying we've told you. We need a soundboard. That's what I'm telling you. We need a soundboard. That's what I'm saying from now on. Vince, we have an update to the group of black, quote, teens that beat the white teen to death after he confronted them after they stole from one of his friends.
Sure.
In Las Vegas. The black youth.
Youths.
Are now claiming self-defense.
Yeah.
A group of 15 on one, it was self-defense. And
shit. Yeah, where are all the white people at?
Don't trust them.
Where are the white people at protesting this shit? Where are you?
That, yeah.
Hopefully we're going to get called names. We're going to lose our jobs.
How about we just turn off the power?
How about you just turn the fucking power off and not worry about going back to work?
Or we turn off the water.
Yeah. I might lose my job.
Okay.
Yeah. People are going to lose their internet.
People are going to lose a lot of stuff. Let's leave it at that.
How about that?
Speaking of people losing stuff, you remember when Biden was put into office, because I'm not going to say he was elected.
Yeah, he was installed.
And they said that the adults are back in charge to bring decency back to Washington, D.C. You already know where I'm going, don't you?
I don't know if I don't know any MAGA-tards who were butt-fucking guys in the fucking Senate
building. Congressional aide Aiden Massey-Sierposik. I can't pronounce that.
Well, that's a staffer name.
A staffer for Senator Ben Cardin. He taped himself getting boogered in the Senate hearing room. Senator Cardin announced that the aide had been fired, did not condemn what the guy did, just said that he's been fired, and that's the last they're going to say about a personnel matter. This guy has apparently come out and blamed Republicans for this. He blamed homophobia and said he would never desecrate where he worked.
You did!
You're literally caught taking it up the ass in 4K.
You did do it. You can't fuck at work. You can't. If normal people did that, they'd be fired out the fucking door.
Yep. But here we are. But yeah, it's everybody else's fault, not you for... Remember, kids, the adults are in charge now.
You know there's a giant solar flare coming toward us?
God, I hope.
I want it to be Carrington level.
Somebody send me a vintage pair of 1993 Oakleys, you know, the big ones, the Karch Karais, so I can just sit in a fucking lawn chair and let it kill me.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I mean, this is the same party that didn't think it was a big deal that, you know, Bill Clinton got a blowjob in the Oval Office. This is just the next step up. Well, it's not a big deal. It was just a staffer taking it up the ass in a fucking Senate hearing, judiciary hearing room.
Yeah.
On video.
On video. Taped himself.
Yeah. No,
it's fine. It's Republicans' fault. What?
It's Republicans and homophobes are whose fault it is.
Right.
You know, most people that you say are homophobic, you don't know the meaning of that word because phobia means fear of. Fear of and disgust of are not the same thing. Look at me being a stickler for word meanings.
Jesus, man, what are you doing?
Moving on from this fancy lad.
Yeah, I know. I'm right there with you, bud. I don't understand.
Can we get rid of like 99.9% of them all? We need a hard reset. Or just every state say, fuck it, we're our own country now.
What was the that Civil War movie that started off with like 16 states who seceded from the Union? That sounds about right. I don't think they're going to have any secession. I think you're going to see balkanization.
That's, yeah. Yeah, you're not going to get a state legislature to vote. You're going to have states break into parts and join with other parts of state. Yeah, it's going to be Yugoslavia. Look up that.
Oh.
Look that up.
You ever see a Serbian film?
Oh, Jesus.
I love how all these fucking cunts, they're all like, oh, it's going to be like another Handmaid's Tale. You better fucking hope it turns out like the goddamn Handmaid's Tale. At least there was a social cohesion with the goddamn Handmaid's Tale. It's going to be more like A Boy and His Dog. Or Mad Max, all right? It ain't going to be the goddamn Handmaid's Tale.
No, you're not going to have a nice little outfit. It's going to be...
Yeah, it's going to be goddamn a Serbian film.
Yeah, that's...
Jesus, fuck. Fucking... I hear this shit, and I just think women are so dumb.
But then they won't complain where that... what was it? A gay influencer basically bought two kids from a surrogate and then was posing in the hospital like... you know, the doting parent, but then said the day later that, yeah, we had our choice of 10 kids, but these are the two we picked. I'm like, where's the Democrats going Handmaid's Tale for that? A gay guy can just buy two kids from a surrogate, and that's cool.
Did you see the story out of Florida about they're getting rid of alimony?
No.
They're getting rid of something, like when a guy gets divorced from a wife or a woman or whatever, she doesn't get anything.
Really?
Because there's such a rampant
abuse of it.
Yes. Women are up in arms about it in Florida.
Oh, I'm sure.
Not bodily autonomy. Autonomy. Not that. Not, you know,
money.
Reproductive rights. Money.
Wow. There's
women out there saying, I'm going to switch to being a Democrat now. because you took away my paycheck. Not abortions, money.
Yep.
That's what it comes down to, folks.
Money. Yep.
That's it.
Speaking of money, that goes to our next story. It's almost like a Segway or one of those little electric cars or something. The ex-Facebook diversity and inclusion head, Barbara Furlow Smiles, black lady, has pled guilty to stealing more than $4 million from Facebook to fund her lavish lifestyle. All while telling you the white people are bad.
White people.
Well, you're a $4 million thief. Because you had to buy them Jordans or whatever.
Shit.
Cool. Yeah, gotcha.
White people.
Speaking of white people, hey, look, another segue. The mayor of Boston.
God damn.
This.
Woo?
Is woo? It woo? Because according. Woo? Yeah, it has to be woo.
I think we got the wrong guy. He doesn't look like a millionaire. He looks like a fucking asshole. Well, at least I'm housebroken.
Michelle Wu, I think is her name, yeah. The mayor of Boston, came under fire this week for holding a Christmas party for, quote, electeds of color and banning white people, also in government, from attending. When confronted about this, she did not apologize for, segregation, banning white people from this. She was upset that the internal memo had been leaked. Not that she was being racist, but that somebody found out about the racism. Boston.
I wouldn't work that day. I would ghost that shit.
I would drop her off in Southie in the middle of the night and be like, oops.
I wouldn't go to work. I don't know.
Every white person in Boston should have just stayed home. Cops, EMTs, firefighters, all of them, just stay home that day.
Every white public servant.
Yep.
In Boston. I'd ghost that shit in a minute.
Yep. All right, electeds of color, run it.
Oh, you're at the party and you're not doing nothing? Oh. Yeah, it's the white motherfuckers, the white men out here who know where the fucking off switch is. Yeah.
We have an update to the Nashville Manifesto fiasco. Remember how it was leaked to Steven Crowder and a bunch of Nashville police officers were suspended as they tried to investigate who leaked it? This is with that transformer that killed a bunch of kids. The officers who were suspended over the leak have been reinstated due to investigators being unable to figure out who in fact leaked it to Steven Crowder. Fucking Nashville Metro PD, you ass clowns. You're more worried about fucking people finding out that this was a target of white Christian people instead of, going after the transformers that supported.
What do you think what do you think they were going to do? Now, I'm being serious now.
Yeah.
It's white Christian people. They ain't going to do shit.
Right.
You fucking tell them they're stupid every day. They don't do shit.
You're evil, you're stupid,
Yeah, now what are they going to do? Fucking tell them what's happened. Nobody's going to do shit. You all almost fucking deserve what comes to you. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Oh, they killed your kids? What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Well, they fucking parade up and down the street with their flags and their dicks hanging out. What are you going to do? Yep, you ain't going to do nothing. You ain't going to do nothing. So shut the fuck up. You whiny bunch of cunt motherfuckers. I don't know where you're at with it. I don't know.
If we do something, we'll be called hateful, and it'll be a hate crime.
Oh, no!
Okay. Yeah.
What are you going to do? You ain't going to do shit. Shut up.
That's...
Go back to church and fucking cry. But God! Shut up.
That leads down a whole nother... Yeah. Yep.
Sorry. I love you. You know that, right?
You're right. You're absolutely right. It's
I don't know what
there's people that
you start getting the philosophy of things though. Now that we know that most of the Democrats are all into fucking kid fucking.
Yeah.
you know, you got Epstein, who's one of God's chosen people, according to the fucking neocons and goddamn Congress right now.
Yeah. Still can't get that list.
Can't get that list.
Can't even, you know, get the people that flew on his plane because the Democrats have blocked that.
So you start getting down this philosophical argument that, you know, where is Jesus at? Where is God at? With all these fucking kids. Where?
Hopefully sharpening his sword.
Well, when? Yeah, when?
We don't know, but hopefully soon.
Well, hopefully soon ain't fucking good enough.
I know.
Bring your fucking lawyer back and start fucking whooping some ass.
There you go.
I don't know. I don't know. When?
Yeah, a lot of people are thinking the same. So. All right. Speaking of thinking the same about people, let's go to this next thing here. Hunter Biden. If you want to know about the two different American justice systems that we have, Hunter Biden had been subpoenaed to testify before Congress this week. A subpoena. Okay, keep that in mind. Instead, he gave a press conference outside of Congress and never showed up, even though he had been subpoenaed to testify. Nothing has happened to him. He is not in jail. If that was you or me ignoring a subpoena to testify, or, I don't know, skipping jury duty or jaywalking or anything else, we're getting arrested. Hunter, they know exactly where he is because he has Secret Service detail. Nothing. Equality.
Rule of law.
Yeah, we don't have any more of that.
Where's it at?
That's been gone for. So. Yeah, that. If you or I did it, we're going to the fucking pokey. He does it. He, you know, goes to Dad's mansion house.
No, but I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
Nope, can't say that one out loud. Caught myself. Ooh, about made a hot tub joke. We're good. Yeah. All right, let's go to the next story here. An Italian health minister who gave orders to conceal vaccination deaths, hiding that it was the COVID shot killing people, is now under investigation for murder in Italy.
Hmm.
Weird how that works.
Huh.
Which is the amendment against search and seizure?
Fourth.
Fourth. Yeah, fourth, because fifth is the Dave Chappelle skit. Right. Weird, that's how I know it. Well, according to the Washington Post, the nation's largest pharmacy chains, CVS, Kroger, and Rite Aid. Did you see this shit?
I did.
They've handed over your prescription records to police and government investigators without a warrant. The government knows what meds you're on. And granted, the government's looked at some of us and went, how the fuck are they still alive taking all that shit? That shouldn't work together. But yeah. So they just, hey, the government said, hey, we want all of your prescription records. CVS, Kroger, and Ryder are like, oh, yes, and boss, here she goes.
We love the government.
We don't need no Fourth Amendment. And nothing will happen. Because who's going to fight the government? Leaving that one up in the air. All right, let's go to the next story here. How about
I got
some,
nothing, bud.
How about I do, but I can't say it.
Yeah.
Not being recorded. How about some good news here, Vince?
No, I love good news.
Viktor Orban, who is the Hungarian prime minister, this week he blocked a 50 billion euro, quote, aid package that was supposed to be sent from the EU to Ukraine. He was the sole, he was one that had to vote yes for it to go through, and he said, no, we're not giving them that. No,
fuck them.
Yeah, pretty much. Congress, our Congress, this week approved legislation that, apparently, Congress runs the show, not the president here. This thing they passed prevents any president from withdrawing the United States from NATO without approval from the Senate or an act of Congress. So, Congress works for NATO, not for the United States. Gotcha.
It's fine.
Speaking of NATO, the head of NATO said this week that there is a real risk that Putin will not stop with Ukraine if he manages victory there.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Come on.
Give them more money. We need to have them give more money. Give them more money.
The head of Germany, the Chancellor Dachenbrau or Auschbergler or whatever his name
is. Adolf?
Nope. You almost got me.
Erica?
Yes. You don't see people named Adolf anymore.
No.
Moving on. But apparently the head of Germany this week said, should the situation deteriorate due to Russia's war in Ukraine, the German government may declare an extraordinary emergency in Germany. Did not say what that would entail, but they're kind of telling you the plan without telling you the plan here. Get ready. Just get ready. Speaking of, there's a lot of names I could call Zelensky.
I think he's great.
Apparently you and Joe Biden. Because Zelensky met with Biden this week in D.C. only after Zelensky met with all the major, the heads of the major defense contracting companies in the United States. Now, why would he meet with them first instead of the president? But then he met with Biden, and of course, Biden said, here's $200 million more. Biden said it was the money came from a drawdown from the Department of Defense. So what that means is Biden took $200 million of our tax money that was supposed to go for defense, our Department of Defense, and just shifted it to Zelensky.
Can we quit giving these fuckers money? Is that possible?
We absolutely can, but they won't because the machine's got to keep rolling. Zelensky, after he met with Biden and got his Powerball check, he met with U.S. senators and said, and he told them that Ukraine is considering conscription of men over 40 in the country. Conscription, for those that don't know, is draft. They will be in the military. Men over 40.
Good luck with that.
They're literally pulling men off the road and sending them into the front lines.
Frontline infantry.
Right?
Frontline infantry.
There, a video came out of Russia capturing a Ukrainian female soldier who was pregnant, like visibly pregnant. And the Russians are like, what are you doing? She's like, I don't want to be here. I'm fucking pregnant. I want to be home.
And you know what the Russians did?
They let her go.
They fucking put her in a van. They took her to Russia, gave her care.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't need to be out here.
They took care of her.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking crazy.
A pregnant Ukrainian soldier.
Yeah.
Just, who's the bad guys? Speaking of bad guys, Israel kind of fucked up this week.
Kinda. This week. Anti-Semitism.
I was leaving that open-ended, hoping you would fill in the gaps there.
Go crazy with it, yeah.
Yeah. IDF spokesman... the fact that this is Rear Admiral made me giggle. Daniel Hagari says that during battles in northern Gaza, Israeli troops mistakenly killed three Israeli hostages.
Don't be mashuga.
He says, this is an area where soldiers encountered many terrorists, including suicide bombers. Asked how the hostages were able to escape, you know, the evil power that is Hamas, the military rear admiral says that they believe the three fled or were abandoned by the terrorists who held them captive. So they were just like three guys out there on their own trying to get back to... You know, hey, there's our guys. There's our Israeli troops. Let's go to the... Oh, and they shot and killed us.
Yeah, that's not what happened. You want to? You know what happened?
No.
They were shirtless. They had white flags. They were walking toward them.
And they were shot and killed.
Shot and killed. Now,
yep.
They were going to kill them anyway.
This is what I call putting the ball on the tee and letting him
being
swing.
Serious now, goddammit. They were going to kill these motherfuckers anyway.
Yep.
They didn't give a fuck.
No.
And they did. And it just happens to find out that they shot their own little Jaime brothers.
Yep.
Good. Yeah. They were going to shoot them anyway. There was no, I surrender. No, you're dead.
Israel is going scorched earth. Men, women, children, if you're in that area, you're going to get shot.
Yeah.
Or bombed, or I'm surprised they haven't started with the flamethrowers, to be quite frank.
They bombed a goddamn Christian church.
And a hospital.
Yeah.
A Christian hospital and a Christian church. The oldest Christian church in the fucking world.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
No.
So no, I'm trying to be nice here. Fuck the Jews. Fuck Israel.
That's his nice, by the way.
I
listening
don't know.
For the first time.
I don't know what else to say. I don't know.
Yeah,
they were going to kill those people anyway, and then they were ours.
Oops. Wait a minute.
And now they're making excuses. We didn't know.
I just got a text message from Mayim Bialik. Vince, apparently, you may be an anti-Semite.
No.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa.
Fucking Joey Lawrence joke. I quit. We're done. No, we got one last story here.
Oh, and, thank God.
It's a good story. We're going to end on a good note. The Satanic Temple's display inside the Iowa State Capitol was destroyed. It was destroyed on Thursday, according to police. A spokesman for the Iowa State Police told Fox News, Michael Cassidy, 35, was arrested after allegedly tearing down the Iowa Satanic Temple's Baphomet display. He was charged with fourth-degree criminal mischief. In a text message to Fox, Cassidy confirmed, I tore it down. I listened to God, and God said this does not belong here, so took it down. It was the statue, or display, I guess, was erected last week by the Satanic Temple of Iowa to represent the group's right to religious freedom. It was extremely anti-Christian, Cassidy told Fox when asked why he tore down the statue. That's where the Fox article ends, but come to find out, not only did he tear it down, he beheaded the statue Old Testament style, threw the head in the trash. The statue is now, quote, beyond repair.
Good.
Yeah, that's. Do not tolerate evil. It's real simple. And he didn't. And he's going to get charged with some little bullshit misdemeanor. And I believe they've already raised $60,000 for his legal defense fund.
Yeah. But
well,
where are you at, Iowans?
That's Iowa.
Where are you at?
The heart of America.
Where's our headquarters at?
The breadbasket of
America. You could go peaceful protest that place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you sure
mostly
could.
Peaceful.
Mostly.
I've seen mostly peaceful. I know how it gets.
Yeah.
It'd be
I
mostly
saw
peaceful.
A guy mostly peacefully walking out of a Target that was on fire in Little Mogadishu, Minnesota with a giant Lego set.
Yeah. It was
mostly
peaceful.
Yes. Yeah.
I've seen the definition of mostly peaceful, guys.
Hey, according to CNN, mostly peaceful leads to a lot of leeway.
Yeah. Come on, you guys. Where you
if,
at?
If one of your people stays outside and is, you know, not doing anything but peacefully protesting, that makes it mostly peaceful.
It was mostly peaceful. It was fiery, but mostly peaceful.
Right.
Jeez.
It's cold. You have to keep them warm.
Out in the plains?
Yeah.
That wind?
Oof. Talking like minus 30, minus 40 wind chill? That needs a large fire to stay warm.
He's just trying to get that sulfur and brimstone aesthetic. You know what I mean?
He's just trying to add to the display.
It's fine.
Everything's fine.
It's fine. This is fine. Everything's fine.
Beheaded Old Testament style. That's Merry Christmas to all.
That's right.
That's, yeah, it ain't Happy Holidays. It's fucking Merry Christmas. Vince, you got any final thoughts for this shit show?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. Aluminum don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Merry Christmas to all. And do not fucking tolerate evil. Destroy it.
Bye.